那么今天的信息啊，是我要讲最后的一个耶稣的比喻。
Today's message is the last parable of Jesus.
这个题目是被召的人多，被选的人少。
And the title is Many are called, few are chosen.
啊，其实啊，这个题目啊是取自啊马太福音。就是这段经文其中的一句。
This title is taken out of the passage from Matthew.
那么今天我们有两段经文，一段就是取自马太福音第22章第一节到第14节，然后路加福音第14章第15节到24节。
And where the message is taken from two passages is Matthew 22:1-14 and Luke 14:15-24.
那唯独是要但我们能够明白主耶稣所说的啊，我今天早上我在这里要大家来看这两段经文。
In order to understand what Jesus said this morning, we're going to look at these two passages.
啊，我只是用中文来念，那么你看英文的话，你跟着一起看。
We will only be reading it in Chinese, so please follow along in English.
马太福音第22:1-14，耶稣又用比喻对他们说，天国好比一个王为他儿子摆设娶亲的宴席，就打发仆人去请那些被召的人来赴席，他们却不肯来，王又打发别的仆人说，你们告诉那被召的人，我的宴席已经预备好了，牛和肥畜已经宰了，各样都齐备，请你们来赴席。那些人不理就走了，一个到自己的田里去，一个做买卖去，其余的拿住仆人凌辱他们，把他们杀了。王就大怒，发兵除灭那些凶手，焚烧他们的城，于是对仆人说，许愿已经齐备，只是所招的人不配，所以你们要往岔路口上去，凡遇见的都招来赴席。那些仆人就出去到大路上，凡遇见的不论善恶都招齐了来，宴席上就坐满了客。王进来观看宾客，见那里有一个没有穿礼服的，就对他说，朋友，你到这里来怎么不穿礼服呢？那人无言可答。于是王对使唤的人说，捆起他的手脚来，把他丢在外边的黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿，因为被召的人多，选上的人少。我们再看路加福音第14:15-24。
Let's also turn to Luke 14:15-24.
路加福音第14:15，同席的人有一个人听见这话，就对耶稣说，在神国里吃饭的有福了。耶稣对他说，有一人摆设大筵席，已请了许多客，到了做戏的时候，打发仆人去对所请的人说，请来吧，样样都齐备了。众人一口应地推辞，头一个说，我买了一块地，必须去看看，请你们推我辞了，准我辞了。又有一个说，我买了5对牛，要去试一试，请你准我辞了。又有一个说，我才娶了妻，所以不能来。那仆人回来把那事都告诉了主人，家主就动怒，对仆人说，快出去到城里大街小巷领那贫穷的残废的瞎眼的瘸腿的来。仆人说，主啊，你所吩咐的已经办了，还有空座， 主人对仆人说，你出去到路上和篱笆那里，勉强人进来，坐满我的屋子。我告诉你们，先前所请的人没有一个得偿我的宴席。那么刚才所看的两段经文谈到耶稣所说的比喻。
The two passages that we just read spoke of Jesus' parables.
一个是记在马太福音第22章第1节到14节。
One was recorded in Matthew 22 verses 1 to 14.
另外一个是记载在路加福音第14章第15节到24节。
The other one was recorded in Luke 14, 15 to 24.
那么记载在马太福音的比喻描述到一位王为他的儿子办食这个娶亲的宴席。
And in Matthew 22, it records of a king who was putting on a wedding feast for his son.
并且请了被招的人来赴席。
And he asked all those who were invited to come and to the feast.
那么记载在路加福音的比喻描述到一个人摆设了一个大宴席。
And in Luke, it records a wealthy man putting on a big dinner.
而且请了许多的客人。
And also have invited many guests.
那么在马太福音这个比喻经常被称为是婚礼的宴席。
In the passage in Matthew is often referred to as the parable of the wedding feast.
那么而在路加福音那个比喻经常被称为是一个大宴席。
And the parable in Luke is often referred to as the great banquet.
那么这两个比喻看起来有点不同。
And these parables appear to be different.
但是也有相同的地方。
But also some similarities.
如果你看清楚的话，基本上马太福音22章第1节到第10节所说的跟路加14章15节到24节所说的是相同的。
If you examine these two passages, Matthew 22, 1 to 14, it's very similar to Luke 14, 15 to 24.
不同的就是马太福音这个比喻，路加福音这个比喻有些没有提到。
But there's some difference where something that are mentioned in Matthew were not mentioned in Luke.
因为在马太福音这个比喻里面，11节到14节谈到王进去这个宴席里面观看这个贵宾。
Because in Matthew it records, from verses 10 to 14, records the king going to the feast to look at the guests.
看到一个没有穿礼服的人。
And someone without, wedding clothes.
我因此就吩咐人把他捆绑起来。
So he, ordered men to bind him.
丢在这个黑暗的外面去。
And to throw him in outer darkness.
路加福音没有提到这点。
Luke did not mention that.
这个就是马太福音这个比喻跟路加福音这个比喻不同的地方。
And that's the difference between Matthew and Luke, their parables.
然后无论如何，让我们从这个记载在不同福音书里面的比喻来探讨主耶稣给我们的教训。
And no matter what, we could learn lessons from these two parables.
那么到底主耶稣要传的教训是什么？
And what is the message that Jesus has for us?
那么这个比喻的意义又是什么？
And what is the meaning of the parables?
所以根据马太福音第22章第1节到第7节的记载，比喻里描述到一位王打发他的仆人出去，邀请人来参加他儿子的宴席。
And so in Matthew chapter 22 verses 1 to 7, it spoke of a king who sent his people out to invite people to the wedding feast.
但是这些被邀请的人不肯来。
But those who were invited did not want to come.
那么后来王又打发其他的仆人出去邀请其他的人。
And the king sent additional people to go out to invite these people.
这里讲到，你们告诉那被招的人，我的宴席已经预备好了，牛和肥畜已经宰了，各样都齐备，请你们来赴席。
Tell those who have been invited, behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fattened livestock are all butchered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding feast.
但是这些人不理会王的邀请，他们就走了。
But these people did not care for the invitation, and they left.
他们只顾自己的事，没有把王的邀请放在心里面。
They were only concerned about their own thing. They did not take to heart the invitation of the king.
我们在这个比喻里面，这个王是代表神。
In this parable, the king represents God.
儿子是代表耶稣基督。
And the son represents Jesus Christ.
那仆人是代表旧约里面的先知啊，是和神在主耶稣时代所使用的仆人。
And the servants were referring to the prophets and those servants at Jesus during Jesus' time.
那婚宴是指这个羔羊的婚宴。
And the wedding feast is referring to the marriage supper of the Lamb.
那么羔羊的婚宴好比主耶稣所带来那个天国。
And it's just like the kingdom of God that is brought to us by Jesus.
那么当主耶稣来到世上的时候，他把这个天国带来人间。
And when Jesus came, he brought the kingdom of heaven to men.
那么虽然这个天国已经来到，但是犹太人不接受耶稣所带来的天国。
Even though the kingdom of heaven has come, yet the Jews refuse to accept it.
就如约翰福音第一章第十一节说。
Just as it says in John 1:11.
他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。
He came to his own, and those who were his own did not receive him.
那么主耶稣来到这个世上。
And Jesus came into this world.
那么首先是要拯救犹太人。
First is to save the Jews.
但是他却被自己的人拒绝了。
Yes, he was rejected by his own people.
然后马太福音这个比喻和路加福音这个比喻所强调的有一点不同。
And the parable in Matthew and the parable in Luke have different emphasis.
因为马太福音这个比喻强调是主耶稣、以色列还有万国。
Because in the parable in Matthew, it's the emphasis on Jesus, Israel, and the nations.
路加福音这个比喻所强调的是主耶稣、富有的人还有这些贫穷的人。
And the emphasis in Luke is Jesus, the rich people, and the poor people.
那么虽然这个马太福音跟路加福音所强调的有点不同。
Even though the emphasis are different.
啊，但是他们有一个共同点。
But they have one similarity.
因为被要求的人不是每一个人都接受王或者主人的邀请。
Because those who were invited, not everyone received that invitation.
我们看到在这个比喻里面，这些人故意拒绝王的邀请。
And we see in the parables that these people who received the invitation intentionally rejected it.
他们不是不能来，他们不要来。
It's not that they cannot come, they refuse to come.
他们不止不要来，还迫害这些仆人。
Not only did they refuse to come, they injured the servants.
那么甚至把他们杀害了。
Even killing them.
所以根据圣经的记载。
So according to what's written in scripture.
不少的先知们被以色列人杀害。
Many of the prophets were killed by the Israelites.
连王的儿子都被杀害了。
And even son was killed by.
刚才我讲过，王的儿子就是指耶稣基督。
And the king's son is Jesus Christ.
在四福音书的记载，我们知道神的独生儿子被他们钉死在十字架上。
And the four gospels, we see that the son of God was nailed to the cross.
就好像使徒行传第七章第五十二节这么说。
Just as in Acts 7:52 it says.
那一个先知不是你们祖宗逼迫呢？他们也把预先传说那义子要来的人杀了，如今你们又把那义子卖了杀了。
Which one of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? They killed those who have previously announced the coming of the righteous one, whose betrayers and murderers you have now become.
所以在路加福音里面第十四章十五节到二十节，这里讲到有些人接受了主人的要求、邀请。
So in Luke 14, it speaks of some people received Jesus' invitation.
也有些人拒绝了主人的邀请。
And some people rejected the invitation.
然后拒绝这些邀请的人有不同的借口。
And those who rejected the invitation have many excuses.
有一个说，我卖了一块地，必须要去看看。
Some said, I have bought a piece of land and I need to go out and look at it.
啊，另外一个说，我买了五对牛，要去试一试。
And the, another one says, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen and I am going to try them out.
还有一个说，我娶了妻子，啊，所以不能去。
And another says, I have married a wife and for that reason I cannot come.
然后其实今天也有不少人有不同的借口。
And today many people have many different excuses as well.
啊，在上个月我听到我尝试跟这个人传福音。
Last month I tried to preach the gospel to someone.
我是信佛的，啊，不需要信耶稣。
I'm a Buddhist, I don't need to believe in Jesus.
还有些人这么说，如果我信了耶稣，死后到天堂去，但是我的父母亲没有信，他们又怎么办呢？
And some people say, well, if I believe in Jesus, I'll go to heaven, but how about my parents who have passed away, what about them?
有时候你会听到一些人以为自己是基督徒的人说，
And there are some people who think of themselves as Christians.
啊，等我退休后再侍奉神吧。
I said, well, after I retire, then I'll serve God.
我的生活很忙。
I'm very busy.
啊，忙得透不过气来。
I could barely take a breath.
因此我没有时间去侍奉神。
So I don't have time to serve.
啊，更不用说读经祷告。
And no time to read the Bible or pray.
而不少的人拒绝耶稣所带来的天国。
And many people rejected the kingdom of God that Jesus brought.
原因是因为他们被这些俗世的事情缠绕着。
Because they have been entangled by the things of this world.
就好像主耶稣所说那个撒种的比喻其中的一个种子。
Just as a parable of the sower, one of the seeds.
这个种子撒在这个荆棘里面。
The seed fell among thorns.
被这个荆棘挤住了。
And it was choked out by the thorn.
所以根据这节经文说，
And according to this verse, it says,
撒在荆棘里的就是人听了道，后来被有世上的私利、钱财的迷惑，把道挤住了，不能结实。
And the one on whom seed was sown among the thorns, this is the man who hears the word, and the worry of the world and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful.
然后世上有不少的人听了天国的福音。
In this world, many people heard the message of the kingdom of heaven.
因为生活里面的忧虑。
But because of the worries of life.
财富的诱惑。
And the enticement of wealth.
那么使到他们不能够享有这个主耶稣所带来的天国那个丰盛的生命。
So they're not able to live out the fullness of life from the kingdom of God.
然后这些人不止没有把王的要求放在自己的心里面。
And these people not only do they not put the king's invitation on their heart.
还把王所派的仆人还把他们凌辱。凌辱。
And they even put to shame those servants of the king.
然后甚至把他们杀害。
And even killing them.
所以根据22章第7节说。
So according to chapter 22 verse 7.
所以王就大怒，发兵除灭那些凶手，烧毁他们的城。
But the king was enraged, and he sent his armies and destroyed those murderers and set their city on fire.
所以以色列人拒绝耶和华神赐给他们的福。
So the Jews rejected the blessing from God.
不单如此，他们还凌辱这些神所派的先知。
Not only that, they abused those prophets that God sent.
甚至把他们杀害了。
Even killing them.
所以在这个公元后70年的时候，
Therefore in AD 70,
神的审判临到犹太人的身上。
God's judgment came to the Jews.
那么接着罗马人不少的犹太人被他们杀害。
And in the hands of Romans, many Jews were killed.
还把耶路撒冷城烧毁。
And they destroyed Jerusalem.
这个是历史里面发生的事情。
And this is what happened in history.
所以就如以赛亚书第5章第24节25节这么说。
Just as what's written in Isaiah 5:24.
火苗怎样吞灭穗田，甘草怎样落在火焰之中，照样它的根必像朽物，它们的花必像灰尘灰腾，因为它 他们厌弃万军之耶和华的训美，藐视以色列圣子的言语。
Therefore, as the tongue of fire consumes stubble and dry grass collapses into the flame, so their root will become like rot and their blossom blow away as dust. For they have rejected the law of the Lord of hosts and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel.
所以耶和华的怒气向他们百姓发作，他的手中，他手伸出攻击他们，山岭就震动，他们的尸首在街市上好像粪土。虽然如此，他的怒气还未转消，他的手来生不速。
On this account, the anger of the Lord has burned against his people, and he has stretched out his hand against them and struck them down. And the mountains quaked, and their corpses lay like refuse in the middle of the streets. For all this, his anger is not spent, but his hand is still stretched out.
那么我们看到，虽然这些人拒绝，但是这位王还是希望他们来享受这个宴席。
We see that even though all these people rejected the king, yet the king still wants people to come and enjoy his feast.
因为这个宴席已经预备好了。
Because the feast has already been prepared.
因为因此王吩咐仆人到外面去叫他们进来。
Therefore, the king commanded his people to go out and invite others.
所以这里说，所以你们要往岔路口上去，凡见到的都招来赴席。那些仆人就出去到大路上。凡遇见的不论善恶都召集了来，宴席上就坐满了客。
Go therefore to the main highways, and as many as you find there, invite to the wedding feast. Those slaves went out into the streets and gathered together all they found, both evil and good, and the wedding hall was filled with dinner guests.
还有这里说，那仆人回来把这事告诉了主人，家主就动怒，对仆人说，快出去城里大街小巷，领那贫穷的、残废的、瞎眼的、瘸腿的来。
And the slave came back and reported this to his master. Then the head of the household became angry and said to his slave, Go out at once into the streets and lanes of the city and bring in here the poor and crippled and blind and lame.
所以这些仆人就按照王或者主人的吩咐到外面去。
So these servants went out according to the command of the king or the rich man.
把所有的人，无论是贫穷或者富有的。
Whether, invite everyone, whether rich or poor.
有地位的或者低贱的。
Those with position or lowly.
好或者坏的都把他们招来。
Good or evil invited them.
那么从旧约圣经里面我们看到耶和华神就是差派摩西还有先知们邀请以色列人到他的面前来敬拜还有侍奉他。
And if we see the Old Testament, we see that God, through the prophets, invited the Israelites to come and worship him.
但是我们看到不少的人拒绝神的邀请。
Yet we see many people rejecting God's invitation.
但是后来神借着他的独生子。
But later on, God through his only son.
耶稣来再次的邀请他到他的面前来。
Jesus to invite others to himself.
那么同样的，我们看到不少的人，不少的犹太人拒绝神的邀请。
And we see that many Jews rejected God's invitation.
他们相信自己是神的子民。
They believe that they are the people of God.
但是他们却拒绝神的独生子。
Yet they rejected God's only son.
那么甚至把他钉死在十字架上。
Even to the point of nailing him to the cross.
因为他们的拒绝，这些人错过了神的福分。
Because of their rejection, these people missed out on God's blessings.
就如这节经文说，我告诉你们，先前所请的人，没有一个得偿我的宴席。
For I tell you, none of those men who were invited shall taste of my dinner.
那么因着这个缘故，他们失去了这个美好的机会。
And because of this, they missed out on the wonderful opportunity.
神只好邀请其他的人。
Then God needed to invite others.
不只是犹太人，所有的外邦人都被神邀请来享受神借着耶稣所带来的天国。
So not only the Jews, but all the Gentiles were invited to come to enjoy the kingdom of God.
啊，天国的福音本来是给犹太人的。
The message of the kingdom of God initially was given to the Jews.
啊，他们不要，所以后来才给外邦人。
They didn't want it, and so later on it was given to the Gentiles.
所以根据《使徒行传》十三章四十六节说。
So according to Acts 13:46, it says.
啊，保罗和巴拿巴放胆说，神的道先讲给你们，原是应当的，只因你们拒绝这道。断定自己不配得永生，我们就转向外邦人去。
Paul and Barnabas spoke out boldly and said, It was necessary that the word of God be spoken to you first, since you repudiated it and judge yourselves unworthy of eternal life. Behold, we are turning to the Gentiles.
还有《使徒行传》十八章第五到第六节说。
And Acts 18:5-6 it says,
啊，希拉和提摩太从马其顿来的时候，保罗为道迫切，啊，向犹太人证明耶稣是基督，他们既抗拒、毁谤，保罗就啊抖作衣裳说：“你们的啊罪归到你们自己的头上，与我无关。从今以后，我要往外邦人那里去。”
But when Silas and Timothy came down from Macedonia, Paul began devoting himself completely to the word, solemnly testifying to the Jews that Jesus was the Christ. But when they resisted and blasphemed, he shook out his garments and said to them, Your blood be on your own heads, I am clean. From now on, I will go to the Gentiles.
所以我们在这个《使徒行传》里面看到福音后来就传给外邦人。
So we see that in Acts, later on, the gospel went out to the Gentiles.
啊，这两节经文就证明。
And these two verses show that.
耶稣对他们说，父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候日期，不是你们可以知道的，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们必得着能力，必要在耶路撒冷、犹大全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
He said to them, It's not for you to know times or epochs which the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even to the remotest part of the earth.
所以那时候福音从耶路撒冷传到撒玛利亚和犹大，直到世界各地。
So from that time on, the gospel went from Jerusalem to Samaria to the ends of the world.
因着犹太人拒绝这个天国的福音，那么后来就福音就传给外邦人。
And because the Jews rejected the message of the kingdom of heaven, it was then spread to the Gentiles.
然后被邀请的人很多不肯来。
Those who were invited, many did not want to come.
但是来的人不是每一个人穿上这个礼服。
But for those who came, not everyone had the wedding clothes.
我们刚才我讲过马太福音的比喻跟路加福音的比喻所强调的基本上是相同的。
As I mentioned before, what was emphasized in Matthew and Luke were basically the same.
啊，有一点不同的就是马太福音提到一个没有穿礼服的一个人。
But one part that's different is, that someone did not put on the wedding clothes.
然后王进来观看贵宾，啊，这个宾客。见那里有一个没有穿礼服的。
But when the king came in to look over the dinner guests, he saw a man there who was not dressed in wedding clothes.
啊，所有来参加这个婚宴的人都穿上这个礼服。
Everyone who came put on the wedding clothes.
啊，但是这个人没有穿上这个礼服。
But this person did not put on the wedding clothes.
啊，他只穿上这个普通的衣服。
He was just wearing an ordinary clothes.
然后因此王就对他说，
Therefore, the king said to him,
啊，朋友，你到这里来，怎么不穿礼服呢？那人无言可答。
Friend, how did you come in here without wedding clothes? And the man was speechless.
所以当王问他的时候，
So when the king asked him,
啊，这个没有穿礼服的人没话可说。
The man was speechless.
所以当参加一个婚宴的时候，
So when you go to a wedding,
啊，参加的人都会穿上礼服。
Those who attend will put on wedding clothes.
啊，何况这个是王所摆设的一个婚宴。
And more so, this is a wedding put on by the king.
啊，就算不是王摆设的婚宴，参加的人都会穿上礼服的。
Even one that's not put on by the king, people who attend will put on wedding clothes.
那么去年我的女儿结婚的时候
，Last year when my daughter got married.
所以在我的印象当中
，In my impression.
所有来参加这个婚礼还有这个婚宴的人都穿上礼服。
Everyone who came to the wedding and the banquet all had wedding clothes.
我没有看到人穿拖鞋。
I did not see anyone wearing slippers.
啊，或者短裤或者那个 T-shirt.
Or shorts or T-shirts.
所以什么是礼服呢？
And what is wedding clothes?
啊，礼服的意思又是什么？
And what is the meaning of wedding clothes?
啊，不少的圣经学者啊。认为这个比喻里的礼服是指公义所带来那个行为。
And many Bible scholars believe wedding clothes is referring to works of righteousness.
啊，这个礼服可以说是雅各书里面所说那个行为。
And this wedding clothes could be the works that the book of James refers to.
也就是这个信心所带来的行为。
And that is the righteous actions brought about by faith.
啊，在启示录第十九章第七节到第九节描述到这个羔羊的宴席。
In Revelation 19:7-8, it talks about the feast for the marriage of the Lamb.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊啊婚娶的时候到了，新妇自己。预备好了，就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻布，这细麻布就是圣徒所行的义。
Let us rejoice and be glad and give the glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. It was given to her to clothe herself in fine linen, bright and clean, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
那么请注意，这段经文最后的一句。
Let's take note of the last phrase from this passage.
啊，这细麻布衣就是圣徒所行的义。
For the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
那么这句经文很清楚地说，细麻布的义是圣徒所行的义。
And so it clearly says the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
所以换句话说，这个礼服是指一个圣洁还有敬虔的生命。
And so this wedding clothes is referring to a righteous and holy life.
啊，指一个信徒在他的生命里面结出这个属灵的果子。
It refers to a believer who's bearing fruit of the Spirit in their lives.
所以保罗在他的书信里面谈到这个脱去这个旧人，穿上这个新人的这个观念。
And so Paul in his letters talks about taking off the old self and putting on the new self.
啊，在以弗所书第四章二十二节到二十四节，保罗说。
In Ephesians 4:22-24, Paul says.
啊，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐的变坏，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
That in reference to your former manner of life, you lay aside the old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lust of the of deceit, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new self, which is in the likeness of God, has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth.
那么同样的，保罗在哥罗西书三章第九节到第十节也这么说。
Likewise, Paul says in Colossians 3:9-10.
啊，不要彼此说谎，因为你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为，穿上了新人。这新人在知识上渐渐更新。正如照他主的形象。
Do not lie to one another, since you laid aside the old self with its evil practices and have put on the new self, who is being renewed to a true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him.
一个参加王的宴席的人必须要穿上这个礼服。
A person attending a wedding feast of a king must put on wedding clothes.
没有穿上这个礼服将会面对严重的后果。
Without the wedding clothes, there will be serious consequence.
换句话说，一个人说他已经听了这个天国的福音。
In other words, if a person says that they have heard the message of the kingdom of heaven,
啊，说自己是一个基督徒
and calls himself a Christian,
必须要活出一个圣洁，还有一个敬虔的生命
must live out a holy and godly life,
啊，在自己的生命里面结出这些属灵的果子来
and bear spiritual fruit in their lives.
但是如果生命跟以往一模一样
But yet, if their life is exactly the same as before,
没有表现出一个新的生命,
and there is no new life,
将会面对严重的后果,
then there would be serious consequence.
所以根据22章第13节的记载,
so according to chapter 22 verse 13,
以示王对死患的人说, 捆起他的手脚来, 把他丢在外边的黑暗里, 在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
Then the king said to the servants, bind him hand and foot and throw him into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
因为这个人没有穿上礼服
Because this person did not put on the wedding clothes.
然后王只好把他丢在这个黑暗的外边去
So the king will throw him into outer darkness.
啊，在那里哀哭切齿
In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
那外边的黑暗里在那里哀哭切齿是指这个地狱的审判
And outer darkness and place of weeping and gnashing of teeth is referring to the judgment of hell
形容一个极大痛苦的一个情绪
It's a description of a very a great suffering
如果一个人说自己是基督徒
If a person says that he's a Christian
啊，但是仍然活在一个旧的生命里面
Yet continue to living an old life.
也没有表现出一个新的生命
And cannot express a new life.
将会被丢在外边的黑暗里在那边哀哭切齿
And he will be thrown into outer darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
所以被招的人多被选的人少
Therefore, many are called, yet few are chosen.
所以从主耶稣所说的这个比喻我们看到很多人被邀请来参加王儿子所预备的宴席
So from the parable we see that many people were invited to the feast
啊，不少的人拒绝王的邀请
And many people rejected the invitation
也有不少的人接受王的邀请来参加这个王的宴席
But there's a number who accepted and came to the feast
但是来参加宴席的人不是每一个穿上这个礼服
Yet not everyone who came to the feast put on the wedding clothes
而因此王必须把这些没有穿上礼服的人丢到这个黑暗的外边去
Therefore the king threw those who did not put on wedding clothes into outer darkness
在那里哀哭切齿
In that place, there will be gnashing, weeping and gnashing of teeth.
那同样的，有很多人被邀请来听这个来信耶稣。
Likewise, many people are invited to come to believe in Jesus.
不少的人拒绝这个耶稣所带来的救恩。
Many people reject the salvation.
也有不少的人听了这个天国的福音。
But there's also many people who heard the gospel message.
接受这个福音进入教会。
Accepted the message and came to church.
但是这些听了福音的人进入教会的人不是每一个活出一个圣洁而敬虔的生命。
But not everyone who heard the gospel and came to church have received that new life.
在生命里面结出这些属灵的果子来。
And in their life they bear the spiritual fruit.
但是在根据这个比喻当审判的日子到来的时候他们将会被扔在这个火湖里面在那里哀哭切齿
But according to the Bible, if they do not close themselves, they will be thrown into outer darkness and they'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
所以让我们明白和遵守主耶稣的教训
So let us understand and obey God's teaching.
让我们用一点时间来思想今天的信息。
Let's spend some time to meditate on today's message.
让我们在神的面前安静在他的面前。
And let's quiet our hearts before God.
耶稣所说的比喻存有很深的一些真理。
Jesus' parable contains much deep truth.
但是我们来到神的面前，求他怜悯我们。
We come before God and ask Him to have mercy upon us.
让我们明白耶稣所说的。
So that we may understand what Jesus said.
让我们去遵行耶稣的教训。
And that we may obey the teachings of Jesus.
天父，求你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
求你赐给我们这个属灵之智慧。
Give us spiritual wisdom.
让我们做一个有智慧的人。
So that we may be wise.
让我们遵行你的教训。
So that we may obey your teachings.
也让我们能够明白你在比喻里面所的教导。
And help us also to understand your teaching in your parables.
把你的教导应用在我们生命里面。
And to apply your teaching in our lives.
求主你保守我们从魔鬼来的试探。
And please protect us from the temptations of Satan.
从魔鬼来的引诱。
The enticements from Satan.
也求主打开我们属灵的眼睛。
Please also help us open our spiritual eyes.
让我们看到你的真理。
So that we may see your truth.
求主你恩待我们。
Please have grace upon us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.